Welcome to our show, The Sound of the Trumpet. I'm your host, Faith Marie Batsko, bringing you critical insight and revelation to position you securely in Christ for the season ahead. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Today's topic is the narrow path ahead. I just want to say at the outset that I believe that I'm speaking to warriors and frontliners, or those who would like to be. Otherwise, my messages may make some very uncomfortable. So today we're going to lay out who we are at war with, the present situation that we are in, and the very narrow road ahead. Our Commander-in-Chief, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in full possession of the divine strategy to rescue the world, just as he did the first time that he came to earth. Before he returns, he will be coming to rescue again through a people. These are deliverers who volunteer freely in the day of his power, as it says in Psalms 110. In the book of Judges, the judges were also referred to as deliverers. Today, God's deliverers are an apostolic army sent out from heaven into a war zone to fulfill their assignment. We, as apostolic people, can never be fearful of moving with God into the future. As we have been firmly secured in him, we're always moving forward in him toward greater glory, greater strength, and greater faith, as it says in Romans 1:17 and Psalms 84. In the last word that I published, I spoke about three massive global spiritual movements that were presently underway. The first being the rising prominence of the kingdom of darkness, their evil agenda, and attempts to establish a liberal, progressive new world order. The second, the long-awaited Great Awakening, and the third is the emergence of a new caliber of believer fashioned in the way of Christ. As I said, it is foolish to attempt to go into battle without recognition of the enemy's schemes and his deceptive tactics to thwart the advancement of the saints on every front. We have an enemy, and he is opposed to us and against us. Today, there is a global world system whose principles Christians must stand against. The groundwork for the beast system of the last days is presently being laid and established very quickly. Revelation chapter 13, verse 4 asks the question, who is like the beast and who can make war against it? Revealing here that the beast is formidable in its strength. The fourth beast in the book of Revelation, also referred to in the book of Daniel, is the Fourth Reich. The word Reich means empire or realm. The satanic kingdom is set on establishing their empire in this hour, a global Reich where people are ruled and controlled by a few. According to Klaus Schwab, leader of the WEF, the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset he writes about in his book represents the fourth industrial revolution, as he says. This is a revolution that supports the work to create the Fourth Reich ruled by a satanic beast system. The fourth industrial revolution will be inflicted upon humanity, causing great economic and social chaos, thereby providing the means for the Great Reset. This is presently happening. I have been writing about the Great Reset since 2020, when it was first thought to be a conspiracy, but is now openly acknowledged, even by many politicians. So let us look at our present situation and understanding the times. The globalists are now working ferociously to create a new world order that denies God, denies sin, and intends to recreate the world on their terms without God. They are occupied in the great experiment of humanity, where man lives forever as a transhuman, where humans can be recreated into a variety of genders and beings that can be hacked, according to their prophet Yuval Noah Harari. A great number of Christians have bought into their lies, and some churches are even partnering with some of their plans. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus forewarns the outstanding features of the last days, which are lawlessness, which will abound, love, which will grow cold, widespread deception, and persecution of his followers. There is much talk now about nuclear power by many world leaders. This is unprecedented. What is going on? There are wars and rumors of wars on the horizon as satanic forces attempt to start World War III. The Prime Minister of England said that she would be willing to use it. Russia has been clear that they are also willing to use it. Belarus recently said that they will use it if Russia is attacked, and war games are presently taking place in many key nations. So again, what is going on? Satanic forces are attempting to start World War III. They're pushing Sweden and Norway to join NATO in order to anger and to press Putin's buttons. Putin has now moved warplanes equipped with hypersonic missiles into the nation of Kaliningrad, which is a Russian nation bordered by Poland and Lithuania on the Baltic Sea. Israel is already bombing Syria, and Russia is making threats to Israel. China is now ordering certain businesses to begin to build weapons and armaments, as Roosevelt did in World War II. The Polish people have been lining up for days to buy coal for the winter. There are lineups for basic food in Italy. Germany and the nations of Europe are rationing electricity. You can be fined for running your air conditioning below a certain temperature, and store signs are being banned. Europe and America is having the worst drought in hundreds of years and will begin rationing water. China is on the brink of a water crisis that could affect the whole world because they supply the world with goods. These things are affecting the food supply. The U.S. and also nations of the world are presently militarizing their agencies, such as the IRS, and they are buying up weapons and ammunitions. What is going on? The trials, troubles, and horrors of this present life, and there are horrors happening that we know not of, some we do know, they are the consequences of fallen man and the spiritual war that we are in. There is no position for neutrality in this war. We can't call a timeout. Jesus said in Matthew 12:30, "Anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me." The disasters inflicted on humanity and the world since 2020 may appear to be from sheer incompetence, but this is a deception meant only to distract by the incessant debate that it creates. The disastrous consequences of the actions of those in power are clearly intentional. This needs to be settled in our minds. As a people of grace, Christians may find it difficult to believe that we are now living in a world of such evil. It is far easier to pretend that all is well and continue as if the world is not in the beginning stages of disintegration. The term for this is called cognitive dissonance, a reaction to new information that we perceive as threatening and we feel safer by simply denying it. Because of this attitude, we are presently caught in a slow boil like the frog in the frying pan. To live as if we are not at war is to live deceived. Without understanding and acknowledging the facts of what is happening, we will get lost in the chaos around us. We need understanding. As the Bible says, get understanding. This culture and generation cannot and will not survive in all its evil and perversity. God will surely act. He will. Our job as Christians is now to mobilize, fulfill our call, and rescue as many as God deems possible, and to snatch them from the clutches of hell. Jesus said, "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." Isaiah 60 does tell us to arise and to shine in this hour. This is our time. This is our moment. But remember, it also declares that deep darkness will cover the earth, will cover the earth. This twofold movement is happening on earth right now. So yes, we are about to see great and marvelous things happen as God begins to move in the miraculous on earth. Nevertheless, the enemy is set on maintaining their ground, the gains they have made, and they will not give up easily without a great fight. So we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Our call is a holy call. God considers a sacred trust to faithfully represent His kingdom regardless of the cost. It is the call of Jeremiah to tear down and to build, to rebuild the divine systems and structures founded on kingdom. God is the foundation stone, the cornerstone, and He is the headstone of all rule, authority, and government. We are the headstone generation that unites with Him for this holiest and sacred work. The road ahead of us is narrowing. The call on this generation requires a deeper level of consecration. I sense God is saying, a narrowing in the road is coming for this generation. I am now narrowing and cutting away to the core for the full release of your identity in me. Those who hear, those who acquiesce, those who embrace the knife of circumcision in this hour shall serve me. The pure in heart see God. There is much that is unclean in your world. Those who serve me cannot be in agreement with devils. Agree with me and live. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, Jesus tells us to enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The narrow gate is Christ, and the narrow way is living a life modeled after Christ. It is living the crucified life. Jesus said that unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it would not produce the fruit of kingdom living. God is making a new wineskin for this hour, fashioned by the crucified life. The crucified life is ground zero of the believer's walk. People are now dying all around us. The all-mortality rate is skyrocketing this year in all nations. They call it SADS, Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. In death, we are being confronted by our own mortality. It is best to deal with the death issue right now, overcome all fear, and begin to live our lives for God and for eternity. The narrow way is the way of the warrior. It requires an act of circumcision, the cutting away of non-essentials, a cutting away of the flesh and the world, and pressing into God with everything you have in you. The times require it. When we are walking with God closely on the narrow path, we don't have to be afraid of anything, for He is with us. He walks before us, and He upholds us with His righteous right arm. God tells us in His Word to be anxious for nothing. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8 is our job description. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." This is that hour. We are the greater works generation. We are now moving into the day of His power, the season of the miraculous. Only a crucified person can handle the fame of living in the miraculous. Only Jesus can handle the fame. This is the reason why we are disciplined. We must first become like dead men walking, crucified. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10 says, "God disciplines us for our good, so that we may share in His holiness." No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and your weak knees. How do we stay the course ahead? To stay on the narrow path, don't try to circumvent the will of God by choosing how you will obey rather than the way God has prescribed. Because His direction doesn't sit well with you, obey, and obey quickly. We each have a package to deliver that is our destiny, that we are birthing right now. We have to identify our weaknesses now and deal with them to ensure that we deliver the package and get to the finish line. We therefore have to ask God for clarity on the issues that we may have that will trip us up in the days ahead. It is important to use this time, the calm before the storm, to come together and build relationships with like-minded believers who will work to support each other in times of persecution. I sense the Lord saying, "The walk of faith causes you to lean on Me for everything, never trusting in the flesh. I am keeping you purposefully in this place of need so that your confidence is in Me always, not in yourself. Pride will otherwise once again set in. So you must learn to trust that I am taking care of all your steps, regardless of your ability to do so. Know that in spite of your ignorance of the way, I have everything in My hands. I am always a step ahead of you, leading the way. I know how to get you to your destination. Trust in Me to get you there." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who have, Lord, weak knees and feeble arms, who may be suffering from fear. Lord, I pray that You will instill such a deep faith within them. Lord, such boldness and courage would come upon them, God, because You live in them, You reside in them, You are the Lion, God, and I pray that You will just energize them and refresh them and remake them and transform them and conform them into the image of Christ, God, that they will rise up to be that army that You have prepared for this hour, Lord, an army that has absolutely no fear because they see You, our great King, before us, with us, standing beside us, always, never leaving us, never forsaking us. So, Lord, I pray You'd instill Your word deep in our spirit, Lord, that we will never shake because You are our great and awesome God. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Help us to get these words out to the body of Christ, to rally the troops and those serving the Lord on the front lines. Be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, and please like and share with your friends. See the links below to our website and our social media pages. God bless you and keep you safe and hidden within Him.